Two opinionated women with strong views they aren't afraid to express chat loudly about current affairs, families, life, and everything else that's on their minds. Perry Wise Women, the podcast, is Kelly Finlayson and Jackie Matthews, laughing, sharing, and sometimes crying their way into listeners' hearts and minds. Join Kelly and Jackie and their occasional guests for a weekly escape from reality to their zany world on the Bellarine Peninsula in Victoria, Australia.
Is what will you choose to challenge? It's about saying no more. Stop. That is not cool. Is what will you choose to challenge? We might not be able to fight every single bias, but if we all choose just one challenge, our chances will grow.
What type are you? What entices you? What stands up for you? What stands for you? Might not think it's you, but it's precisely you. When they see something off, you're gonna stop. When it all comes down to you, let me begin to dissolve this. Women are half the population, know this. But they only be see 10% of the world's income. How insulting. If you don't speak up, you can do this. I shouldn't really have to approach this. But it's world with the monogamy, so to speak, we should stick up for each other to resolve this. Super step, all of this starts with you and me. It's a beat, you and me. Pull out the bias and you will see. Celebrate women's achievements, so she be seen. For an inclusive world, you be key. I said you be key. For your sisters and cousins, you be key. For your mother and auntie, you be key. For the unity, choose a challenge for the community. Are you listening? Is it sinking in? Are you permitting it? Are you standing up? Are you seeing it? On the internet? Are you clicking it? Are you nipping it? When you witness inequality, dismiss them, or are you letting them? By admitting this, you're getting things on the right path, playing the right path. To the evolution, with your contribution, we can cut out exclusion, that's a woman's solution. Involves us confusing, involves us introducing. I'm learning we are not equal, so tell me what side are you choosing?
I choose the challenge,
That was pretty powerful. So March the 8th, 2021 was International Women's Day, hashtag IWD2021. Pretty intense day and week. And, you know, along with that day, we've got the hashtag Choose to Challenge. And I'm sure that all you Perrys have seen out on social media, women, men, you know, all different people doing the video challenge of standing there with their palm held high and saying that they're choosing to challenge, and it could be choosing to challenge a range of things, inequality, gender diversity, yeah, all sorts of different things. So, but it's a really, I guess, powerful day for women and how it's grown. So that day, International Women's Day, actually started in 1911. Really, like a long time ago.
90 years. That's a long time. And we are still standing up for equality, like 90 years later.
I know.
Yes, we've come a long way. However, it's not equal worldwide.
No.
And there is still so much that we need to do.
And then all of the other things that we have to do as women that are just expected. So that's the whole like work-life balance. Like you very rarely hear men, and I'm not going to like generalize because it does happen. Like there are men that do like it want that work-life balance.
It happens a lot more now in Western world, in our Western world, than it did like even 10 years ago.
Yeah, oh, totally.
It's not worldwide. like I said before, we have a long way to go, because there's a lot of countries in our world where women are treated worse than animals.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But we do need to choose to challenge, and we need to keep that hashtag in our minds, not just on International Women's Day. We need to keep that in our minds every day, to choose to challenge, to choose to, if you don't believe that something is right, that you're not being treated equally, challenge it. Mm. Ask the question, because more often than not, whether it's your boss or a friend, whether it's another woman, they're not realizing that they are asking you to do something that they wouldn't do themselves. They're not picking up on it. So choose to challenge, Perries. That's, I think, what we need to move forward with for 2021.
Because the way that we are is so, it's innate, you know. So we've grown up with this concept that, and I can't say this as from a personal perspective, because I've never actually felt like I'm inferior to men. But then at the same time, there's been times when men have said things to me or treated me in a certain way where I've expected that that's the way that it's meant to be. So I didn't feel like I was inferior, but it's probably because I didn't think that they were doing anything wrong.
Mm.
And so because I actually like just have that thing in my head that I remember when I was 19, I moved out with my partner then, my boyfriend, and my mum telling me, because I worked in hospitality, so I worked night shifts and he worked night shift too, but he worked like the full night shift, came home the next day, you know, slept the day and then got up and then went to work in the night. But I would like go to work sort of 4 o'clock, work till 12 or whatever, and then, you know, sort of different shifts. But she said to me, you know, okay, well, what you just need to do, Jackie, you just need to like get all the veggies cut, get everything ready so that when he's, you know, before he's going to work, he can just like, you know, fix himself his dinner. And so that was what I got taught.
Mm.
And that was what I learned, because my dad never did anything. Like, I mean, he worked, you know, he was a provider, like financially he provided.
But that's
and
how it was.
He did that, but he didn't actually ever, I've never seen him wash a dish.
That was that era, and it has just been flipped on its head totally. You know, I remember, like, my mum and dad were the same as your mum and dad, but my mum, as her dementia worsened, my dad had to really quickly learn how to cook and cook well, because he, and, you know, my goodness, he made a better chili con carne than my mother did. So, and, you know.
She was started earlier.
She was that American housewife that could cook bacon, cook anything.
Yes.
I think a lot of awareness, this is my personal thoughts. I think a lot of awareness has happened in recent years because men are forced to flip over to being the carer because that's the way it is, because we're living longer and, you know, our parents, well, our grandparents, they just worked until they died.
Mm.
Whereas our parents retired and, you know, then 9 times out of 10, one of them gets sick. And then, and it's, I think a lot of it that the men have had to be the carer. And I think also men have entered the healthcare workforce and have wanted to be health carers. And I think International Women's Day has a spotlight once a year. But again, I will say we need to remember to choose to challenge every day, every day.
And that's, that's the thing, because we've spoken about domestically, so at home, how things are at home and how that inequality happens of, you know, the woman like just working to exhaustion because now, like, my mum never worked. She didn't work when we were kids, you know. She might have done like some bookwork for my dad or something, but like she didn't work. She looked after us, the house, whatever. But now, like, people work, women work, and so they work, but then they still have to like come home and do all the things.
Do you think?
Totally. God, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we just, even with Austin's dad, we shared everything.
Mm.
And with Dave and I, we just do it all together.
Yeah, but he's like a different, he's more understanding of these things.
Yeah, aware.
Yeah. Yeah, he's aware. Yeah. Like, no, definitely not. Well, not in my household, not in like, there's not really anyone that I know, like, immediately that happens with.
Like what I've got.
Yeah.
Wow. There's no right and wrong. It's just what is accepted. So Jackie needs to choose to challenge. Choose to challenge.
Yeah. And look, I mean, you know, for me, like, it's sort of some things are not as, not that they're important, but, you know, like, some things are okay. You know, like, some things are okay. But I think that, yeah, I think that you know, it definitely needs to, it's changing. Like, I know from, like, my 21-year-old daughter, she's they all just need to die off and then everything will be great, because all of that old school thinking, because the younger ones coming in, they actually think differently. Yeah. They actually don't look at us and think, I want to be like my parents. They look at us and think, I want to actually be better and different. And
do you think, though, that we are educating the older people? You know, they're seeing things change within their families, and they're watching how things happen within their households. And they're,
what older people?
Well, our grandparents, or even our parents. See, I think that,
well, my dad can boil some peas now.
Oh, well, okay. So,
yeah, no, he doesn't change.
Right, no, he needs to choose to challenge. Yeah, no, I think we need potatoes and something else from him so he can actually do a meal.
He goes and buys his own grapes, like at the supermarket, you know. Okay, we'll go to the supermarket and buy some fruit.
He buys his own grapes. I think we better move on from here, because this is
But this is how it is, Kelly, because you know what? You actually are blinded to it.
Oh, I see it with one of my sisters. Lucky.
You are lucky. Yeah, it's not in your radar, you know, like, it's outside of your radar. But, like, I would say 90% of the population are in that same, like, old school.
Yeah, and I suppose you're right. I don't think it's that big a gap, though. I think it's 50-50.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. Like, I look at my son and his girlfriend, and they share everything.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're young.
That's what I mean, though. Yeah. That's the 50-50. Coming into it.
People our age would not be 50-50.
I don't know. Like, I'm thinking about even just some of my neighbours, and I know that the cooking's shared, or they swap, and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, the cooking shared, like, that's not such a hard thing, though, is it? But when I say the cooking shared, does that mean that the bloke actually decides what they're cooking, goes and buys all the ingredients, and then cooks the meal?
Some of the times, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everyone's progressing differently.
Mm. Move on, because we might, like, I might say some damaging things about what happens in my household.
Okay, so let's move on.
Let's move on to the workplace. There's been some political issues with women that being treated really poorly in the workplace in the past, and then it's sort of come out that this is still something that happens on a regular basis. And from what I've read, there's a lot of cover-up.
Oh, and it will continue. It will continue.
There's a lot of cover-up of things that happen, and there's a lot of money. So it's a lot about, you know, capitalism, and it's all about money and power.
But it's not just men and women. It's women and women. There's senior women in our government, name-calling, and, you know, and everyone knows who I'm talking about and what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to say it. That is not on. When women don't support women, that is, I think, a bigger problem, because we can't just target the man and woman traditional relationship. when there's a group of women working together, it's tough.
Mm.
Because a lot of women don't know how to work in a group. They don't understand teamwork because they want to be the shining light with whatever's happening. So International Women's Day has a lot to work on with that as well. I think that it is just as important. It is just as important that women support each other all the time.
Totally.
You know, like, yeah, we're going to get grumpy with each other. Like Jackie's getting grumpy with me before about saying that, you know, I don't know. What were you getting grumpy with me about? I can't even remember. Can I just tell everyone I'm so sick here today and I'm trying to put words together. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Anyway.
For a change.
I went to the International Women's Day breakfast on Friday in Geelong at the pier, and the two keynote speakers were Professor Catherine Bennett, who is the chair for the epidemiology department at Deakin University. You may recall Professor Bennett was the woman who the media always went to get her advice on whether she thought the governments, the local and the state government and federal, were making the right decisions with their responses to COVID-19 outbreaks. She was an amazing speaker. You could have heard a pin drop. In a room full that was mainly women, it's pretty rare that it's a quiet room. But when she spoke, and she spoke about she was getting bullying emails from the public, from people who didn't agree with her and were questioning her professionalism. And so, you know, her saying that, being bullied by the general public, by people who really didn't have her expertise, it's kind of uncalled for, and it's really fucking rude to me. Like, hearing her speak on Friday, she's chair of the epidemiology department at Deakin University. So she's got the kudos to tell us what's going on and how we should be doing things. The other amazing woman in the room at this breakfast was Frances Diver, the CEO of Barwon Health here in Geelong. And I just can't. I mean, I can't separate these women. They were both so passionate about what they do, and they both really loved being who they are. One thing that struck me with Frances Diver was she spoke about how during COVID-19 she really made sure that she had a presence, and that is something that has been missing with previous CEOs of Barwon Health, I believe, from different conversations over the years. And I think that will make a difference to how Barwon Health is run, because the university hospital is well known for being top of its game. And I think with a great CEO at the head of Barwon Health, it can only go further up and further forward.
I think that it's so amazing to be able to listen to, you know, incredible, strong, intelligent, articulate women that are in leadership roles in our region. I love it. And it kind of, like, for me, sort of takes my breath away, like, you know, because I just feel like so privileged to be a woman, for one, and to be able to, like, listen and learn from people that are in such power, and they're women.
Mm.
You know, it's just really encouraging.
But they learn from us too, Jack.
Yeah, I know. And it's just encouraging, like, not only for us as Perry women, but, you know, for our, like, younger women as well that are, you know, growing up and, you know, learning that you just choose to challenge and make sure that you have resilience and confidence and just, you know, you can do whatever you want. Like that whole thing of, you know, well, when you grow up, you can be whatever you want. It's it's a powerful thing.
And it's true.
Yeah, and it's true, mm. you know. I mean, mm-hmm. like, you know, we could be realistic. Like, I'm never going to be a surgeon. But, you know, if I had have, like, known when I was young that that's what I wanted to be and you, like, put your mind to it and mm-hmm. do it, then you do it.
Yeah.
And they do it. And even, like, with the year 12s from, like, the last couple of years, because I've had kids doing year 12 for the last sort of 3 years, yeah, the girls – getting like these ATAR scores of like 95, 96, insane, 98. It's amazing. Yeah. And it's like a real credit, you know, that they're just knowing, and they're not like nerdy or like kids that you would think that they're the, you know, like the straight A mm. students. Mm. They've just like put their head down and ass up and like really, you know, worked their butt off to get what they want. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, get to choose like, you know, which direction they want to go in. And yeah, I mean, it's amazing. So I think that, you know, from since 1911, we definitely have moved forward. And yes, there is still a lot to do. And, you know, as that song indicates that we played at the very beginning of the podcast, you know, what are you going to do? And are you going to choose to challenge, you know, are you going to like, if you hear something that's not right, are you going to like choose to call it out, you know, or are you just going to like let it go and not say anything? And so it's something to think about, isn't it? And then when things happen, mm. then, you know, you can actually think, well, that's probably not right. Mm. You know, how do I, and I'm not talking about keyboard warriors. I'm talking about in real life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about like you're in a work meeting, you're in a staff room, you're in the at the canteen at school, or you're in like a, you know,
a netball team.
Yeah, at the footy club. Footy, you know. Whatever, like yeah. wherever you are, think of this whole inequality concept and you know how it yeah, how we can start to pivot that beautiful like word of 2020, but pivot in this realm as well, like to like just change things for the better for, and you know, for us now, but like really for the future. Rounding up because we're almost out of time.
Oh, I just have a funny story from the International Women's Day breakfast.
Oh,
so I registered as Kelly Finlayson Peace of Mind Foundation. I get to the event, get my name tag, put it on, and then sort of look down, Kelly Finlayson, Geelong Chamber of Commerce.
Did you choose it's a
bit
challenge?
Like, it's a bit like Jackie from the block, like mm. Kelly from the Chamber.
Mm.
I said, people know me. Kelly from the Chamber. It's Kelly from Peace of Mind Foundation. Goodbye, Perrys. I love you. And have a great week.
Oh, and I'm not letting her off the hook. We have not started our 30 clothes for 30 days challenge. I think we actually said 33 weeks, but anyway, we're making it 30 days now. So 30 pieces of clothing, mm-hmm. excluding underwear, excluding swimwear, and excluding activewear. 30 pieces of clothing for 30 days, starting 20th of March. And ending the 19th of April, 2021. So okay. Get around us.
So we'll be taking photos of what we wear.
Yes.
Maybe not every day.
Well, I reckon we could do like maybe a little bit of a live even on our Facebook or a
live.
Well, you know, we could film something or just take photos of our clothes, the 30 items.
Oh, let's do that.
Yes. And then just put that on the page. And if anyone else wants to do the same, they can send them to us and we can post their photos as well.
Join us, ladies.
Because
join
this
us.
Is a good little challenge.
And we are banging on today.
Like, and that's it. That's it for us.
Okay, ciao, Perrys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Perry Wise Women podcast. Jackie and Kelly would love for you to join their collection. Go to their Facebook page, Perry Wise Women, and join the group. Let them know who you are, what topics you'd like them to discuss, and anything else that's on your mind.